Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, Panchromatic Steel there with their song Reason. Make sure you get the app, the new Civic Media app on your phone. It's redesigned. It's pretty awesome. And you can send me a text to tell me how horrible I sound right now, Rocker, on our four-year anniversary. It's all at civicmedia.us. It's been one of those nights, dude, where things are just kind of out of place and not right.
Gremlins, Jimmy.
Okay, yeah, sure. If you want to blame it on that, I'll take
Gremlins
that.
On anniversary day. Yeah. But hey, we keep trudging on. This is live radio, right?
Right.
Hey, Panchromatic Steel is Madison's professional steel drum band, drawing from an island-like style like reggae and calypso and blending them with pop hits, rock, and jazz. Here to tell us about steel drums live shows is Josh and Chad from Panchromatic Steel. Chad, Josh, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thrilled to be here.
Now, you guys just came from a show, right? It just ended at like literally 8, and you ran over here.
We drove.
Yes. They ran and drove. Perfect. Well, thanks for coming in. For our listeners who may not be familiar with a steel drum, tell us about this instrument. I mean, is it steel so you can play heavy metal? I mean, where do you get your drums?
Well, it is steel. It is heavy. Some people do play heavy metal. We play maybe a heavy metal track or two.
Yeah.
But no, it's, you might hear people refer to it as the steel drum, but where it comes from, the island of Trinidad off the coast of Venezuela, they call it the pan, steel pan. So it's an instrument that was developed in like the 1940s as part of... oil barrel culture.
Wow.
Yeah. They were very creative. They had limitations with what they could make music on, the local people of Trinidad, and they end up making a beautiful instrument over time, just like hammering away, literally.
Wow.
Sawing it off, hammering it away. And
by hand.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And with hammers. And now with robots. But it's beautiful.
Well, tell us about your band, Panchromatic Steel. I mean, to start with, how many people are in your band?
So it's a little bit of a loose number. Tonight we were gigging with 10 people, but we're usually between 8 and 12, and it usually depends on what the gig calls for. But it's a band that has developed over time. We started in 2016 when it was, I think, just Josh, me, my brother Nick, and our friend Kevin. And from there, we just started recruiting people, you know, to learn the instrument, and we would buy instruments, and gradually we just grew. And it's been a lot of fun to develop, you know, both musically and kind of professionally. And I think we're gigging a lot now, and we're happy to be where we are.
Who writes the majority of the music for the drums?
Well, we play a mix of things. So there is a culture of steel band arrangements, that exists throughout the world. So we've pulled some of that, including a composer that we'll mention pretty soon here. We want to show a clip or play a clip. But some of it is original, and, you know, we do write charts for those. And I should say that while most of us play the steel pan, there is not everyone's playing a drum per se. So we have an electric bass player, for example, and horns, saxophone, and trombone.
So still nobody that's going out getting dates.
Your words.
I double as a comedian. So now you have a bass, but no guitar.
No, we've kind of intentionally avoided guitar. We don't love guitar.
Well, you're the melody instrument.
Yeah,
right?
I play what's called the lead pan or the tenor pan, but we have a whole variety of steel pan instruments going all the way down to what we would call the cello pans, the very deep, you know, kind of bass sort of sound. But we embrace the Caribbean origins of our instrument, but we're really trying to move it into some other areas too. So we, as I said, we have electric bass. We have a fantastic keyboard player, Chris Rottmeyer. My brother Nick doubles on pan, but also plays flute and saxophone. We have a trombonist who also plays pan, and we have a couple phenomenal singers, one of which was a contestant on American Idol not too long ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who was that?
Her name is Julika Rose Kelly, and
okay.
Yeah, yeah, you must know Julika.
Yeah, yeah.
She had the number one song in the Max Inc. Radio Top 41 of, what was it, 2020, I think?
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Kind of a poppy, dancey song, you know?
Yeah.
It escapes me what it was.
Yeah, she's really something.
Oh, you guys have a big show coming up. At the Edgewater Hotel in Madison on July 29th. It's called Mendota Live Music Fest, and there are some pretty cool bands playing. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, we were thrilled to be asked to play. Natty Nation, the Jimmies, and us, we're opening for Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty that's pretty crazy.
It's it's really, we're thrilled. I mean, Natty and Jimmies, they're our idols. I mean, if we can get to, you know, half the places they've been, we'll be happy.
Yeah, the Jimmies are great. That's a good role model to have.
Absolutely.
All right, here, check this out. Julika Rose Kelly found this in the argument. There it is. Can't believe she sings for you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of circles here, Jimmy. As I was talking to these guys, they all play in other bands, of course, and different things. So, for instance, Josh told me he's a member of Hanphibians. So that means he'll be in Convergence for Atwood Fest coming up and performing just before noon. And why don't you go ahead and tell us which bands that you guys are also in besides Pancromatic Steel?
Sure. So, yeah, I help lead the Hanphibians. I've been in the group since 2010 or so. And I also play in other world music groups like Los Chechos and the Madison Shore Ensemble. And I play with the No Name String Band, which is an old-time fiddle music kind of band in town.
Do you play drum tap for that?
I used to, but now I carry a lighter instrument, the cajon, the box. It's much more convenient in my more advanced age.
Chad, what bands have you been playing
with? Yeah, I play with the Whiskey Farm, which is an Americana folk rock band. Yeah, okay. We just played the Union Terrace. We're playing coming up at the Monona Terrace rooftop concert series. And, that's just great original music. Jason Horowitz is our primary leader and songwriter, and he just really writes beautiful music that speaks to me. So other than that, I've worked a lot with Brandon Beebe over the years, doing his original music and some of his cover stuff, his Prince band. I've done a couple gigs with that. I'm really focused on Pan now, and I love Pancromatic Steel, and I love, seeing how far we can push it.
Josh and I were laughing about the originals and the covers just before we went on the air. He was asking me to play Paranoid, which is a cover from who?
Black Sabbath, Jimmy.
Well, that's Sabbath?
No, that's not called Paranoid.
Okay,
Jimmy.
That's what I
it's called Paranoid Android.
Oh, Paranoid Android.
Radiohead, of course.
Well, that's not Black Sabbath.
No.
Radiohead.
Unless they also covered that.
Well, I'm good for screwing things up here. But why, tell us, so, you said you'd like the heavy metal. That's a good cover for that, right?
The beauty about steel bands is that you can kind of do anything. And in fact, when steel pan ensembles grew in the 1950s in Trinidad, they actually started to, they were known for playing classical music. It was beautiful. And then they got more involved in Calypso, and it turned into more popular music. The reality is you can do anything. And so when we saw that there was an arrangement of a Radiohead track, many of us were just like, we had to do it because it's a favorite band of many of ours.
We're about to play How Do I Know? Tell us about this song here.
Yeah, this one's great. It's actually arranged or composed by the same person who arranged Paranoid Android. And it is an original composition by a Swiss pianist, a guy named Claudio Pini. And this particular recording is very special to us. It was a collaboration with the Black Star drumline that we did. And we had Joey B. Banks come in. Some of his crew. So the whole middle section here is this really awesome headbanging section with a drumline. I hope you guys dig it.
We love Joey B. Banks. We love you guys. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate your time, and especially coming in right after a gig.
It's our pleasure to be here.
Let's check it out. It's How Do I Know on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking. Justification for believing something is an empirical knowledge is what the source of acquisition is. Knowledge is knowledge by the sheer use of reason. Basically,